This is Captivated Minds. I'm Stan.
I'm Jake.
And this is a cryptid episode, I guess.
We'll figure it out as we go.
Lore?
Mythology? Science?
It's about gnomes.
Medicine? Religion.
Religion. Yes.
Oh, all of them?
Could be all of them.
Is it food?
So I'm doing gnomes.
Okay, gnomes.
Gnomes.
Does your wife know you're doing gnomes?
Shh, don't tell her. What do you know about gnomes? And I don't mean the underwear gnomes from South Park.
That's all I was the information I was going to give you is their step-by-step thing of how...
First we take the underwear. Then...
Step two. Step three.
Profit.
That's all I was going to give you. That's all I know about gnomes. Actually, they were underpants gnomes, so that's a very specific type of gnome.
It's
yeah.
a certain kind of gnome.
That's right.
Right. So, as I'm doing research for gnomes...
Yep.
Okay?
Are you looking at a bunch of gardens?
Actually, yeah. I mean, like, that's all that comes up.
Yeah, it's garden gnomes.
Is garden gnomes. That's the main thing, is
how many,
garden
And how
gnomes.
Many have you purchased?
There's a few that I kind of want.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite is the gnome, like, pissing in the garden.
Ooh.
And then you have one like this. He's flipping.
Oh, okay.
Flipping
that's a cool
off.
Little gnome. Yeah.
I kind of want that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So there's some. They have a zombie gnome.
Yeah, oh, zombie gnome.
So there's some that are pretty cool.
Surprised they don't have, like, a Batman gnome or a Deadpool gnome.
There are a couple of guys in the United Kingdom. Now, I'm saying United Kingdom because I don't know exactly where they are. They could be in Ireland. They could be in Scotland. They could be in England. So I'm going to say United
okay.
Kingdom.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
They dress up as gnomes.
They dress up as gnomes.
And they get hired by people to sit in their garden all day.
No.
It's not a lie.
Is it like an Uber service? Like you have
like kind of. You actually call them.
Uh-huh.
And they will show up and they will sit in your garden. Sometimes one will have a pipe and will smoke a pipe all day. Another will just sit and just look.
So,
and then there's another one that reads. Like, he has a book and he reads. And
so, it's called Phononome?
I wish I knew. That would be the
greatest. Phononome.
Phononome.
Yeah.
That would be the greatest. Like, I'd be so on top of it.
Yeah.
Now, they get paid £600 a day, which is 791 American dollars.
No shit.
To sit.
As a gnome?
As a gnome in a garden.
In England?
Yeah.
We're in the wrong profession.
I kind of want to do it.
We are in the wrong profession.
Now,
I can sit in grass all day and pretend I'm a gnome.
Now, one guy has a full, like, you know, the iconic white long beard that
gnome
a gnome
beard?
Has?
Yeah, yeah.
He has that beard.
Now, did he dye it or does
no,
it naturally,
that is
naturally
natural,
beard?
The other guys, they don't have beards. Oh, that was my dog. They don't have beards.
No beards.
They literally put on the hat and the clothes of a gnome and just sit.
Now, I know this is not going to be politically correct, but are they...
They're not small.
Oh, okay. You know exactly where I was going to go.
Yep. They're not small.
Okay.
One guy, I want to say, is taller than I am.
No shit.
Is
that creepier or is that better?
And the thing is...
Is a tall gnome,
like
happier?
Right. Well, here's the other thing. Like, I'm a big dude.
Yeah.
This guy's twice my size.
So he's a big guy.
He's twice my size and tall.
So he's like, okay, so he's like a football player?
He's like a football, he's an old football player.
Okay.
It's like if a linebacker for football retired and became a gnome.
Okay. Who's a famous linebacker that retires that you could?
Oh my God, I can't even think right now.
Or a famous football player that retired that you could think of.
Well, he hasn't retired yet. I'm gonna give you a tackler guy.
Okay.
Von Miller.
Okay.
Is a huge guy.
Yeah.
It's like the white version of Von Miller.
Okay. But as a gnome?
As a gnome.
Okay. Like full cosplay gnome?
Yeah.
Do you like they make the outfits gnome? Or like, oh, you know, we have a gnome store where we collect the outfits and we rent them for the day and we be the gnome?
They make their clothes.
They make the clothes.
They make
So custom gnome outfits. Now this, I have to ask, is there a gnome convention? There has to be a gnome convention.
I wish. Gnome off? I didn't find one.
Gnome off? Huh?
Gnome off? Are we going to do this? Yeah. Are we going to do a gnome
real
off?
People as gnomes?
I want to see if I can, because the thing is, I just came across, like, it was a video.
Yeah.
Of them.
Dressed as gnomes.
Going, like, how they started out was they went door to door. And so, like, the three of them show up at someone's house. They knock on the door and say, hey, so we're gnomes. Oh, here's one of them.
No shit.
So, hey, okay. We're gnomes.
Yeah.
And we would like to sit in your garden and protect it. And this is how much we charge. Now, it's 600 pounds per guy.
That's not $791. Per person.
Per person, right?
How long are they there?
They're there all from dawn till dusk.
Every day?
However many days you want them.
That's a lot of money for a gnome.
I know. Damn. I know. I don't.
So if you pay for the gnome for the month, oh my God.
Right. If you're like, I wonder if you get money off because you bought them for a month.
Yeah.
Like, I guess. So. The whole thing about the reason why I wanted to pick gnomes was there's a, I never knew where gnomes came from or what they represent and stuff like that. I didn't realize gnomes are in almost every culture.
Huh. I didn't know that either.
Did not. Like, most of what we see are Norwegian gnomes, right? And they are... They're literally protectors of, like, your gardens, right? Supposed to protect... What happens is when you're not looking, they come alive, and they service your garden. They make sure bugs are away.
They service your garden.
They service your garden. They're like, look at how provocative this one is. Mmm. See, see?
Yeah,
see,
he's really
look at it. He's a peeing gnome.
Yeah.
You lean him up against chat. That's what I want. So that's what it is. It's they're protectors. Now what I found was in Inuit culture, the indigenous people of Alaska,
mm-hmm.
right? They have a story about gnomes.
So an Alaska gnome.
An Alaska gnomes. These are evil gnomes. These stories were meant to scare children.
Like fairy tale sort of thing?
So, yeah. Like folklore. Like it's
yeah.
A,
yeah.
So the story is that if your child misbehaves. Now this is. I've told my kids scary stories to get them to behave. I have. I don't go with this dark. So this is what you tell your kids if they're misbehaving. If you misbehave, when you go to sleep, gnomes will break into your room, drag you out, and rip you apart. That's one story.
That's one story.
Yeah.
Of gnomes killing you in your sleep.
The other thing was if you misbehave, this is the real screwed up one. If you misbehave, they will come into your room, they will drag you out, and they will torture you. And when you wake up, you'll have cuts all over your body and no memory of how you got them.
Hmm.
And what people would do is they would drug their children, cut them, and then wait for the next day.
That's screwed up.
And then the child never misbehaved again. Now, that's a little too far.
That's a little much, yeah.
To me, that's really screwed up.
Yeah.
Now, when you think of how gnomes came to be, in other cultures and stuff, supposedly, like, they were actual little people that did tend to gardens in most cultures.
That makes sense.
In the Inuit thing, they're saying there was an actual group of little people that lived out in the woods away from people, and they actually used to kidnap children.
So, some mythology does have some, like, some grain of truth to it. Yes.
So, they were, what do you call them? It doesn't say it in the research, but, you know, when, feral.
Yes.
Okay. Like, so feral people. Yeah. Right. So, little feral people that living in the middle of nowhere, and they would. They would actually come out in the middle of the night, steal children.
Attack them.
Steal livestock. They would, of course, you know, up there's a lot of dog sled. They would slaughter all the dogs so you couldn't leave, and stuff like that. But there's never been evidence to prove that these were real thing. So eventually those stories turned into the gnomes. The gnomes would come and do this.
Whoever was bad.
There was another story of a little boy who was kidnapped by these gnomes. Years later, now the boy was 5 years old when he was kidnapped. At 19, he comes out of the woods. Hmm. 19.
That's a long time.
Comes back.
14 years.
Speaking a different language. Doesn't know who he is. Doesn't remember his parents, nothing. But of course, his parents remember him. And he spoke of a tribe of little people that kidnapped him, that were going to kill him, but he befriended and grew up with them.
One of us.
But one, when he got too tall for what they were, they decided to let him go.
Makes sense. So when puberty hit, they're like, nah, we're cool, man. We're good. We thought you were one of us, but you were just a kid.
It was probably one of those things where it's like, okay, he's 13 now. He's tall. We'll keep him for another year. So now he's 14. We'll keep him for another year. But then when he get to like 19, okay, you're an adult now. You need to...
You like need, reverse like, elf.
Right,
with
yes.
Evil elf. With evil gnomes.
With evil gnomes. So that was the other thing I was looking at. I was looking at, like, what's the difference between, like... gnomes and or elves and stuff like that.
Goblins.
So like a gnome, what we know of, is exactly what you would find at Home Depot.
Yeah.
Or you find at Lowe's or you find at Walmart during gardening season. You know, they have somewhat colorful clothes. They usually, like all, except for the women, have like a white beard, a colorful pointed hat.
So you're saying that these women gnomes can't have beard? Oh, you're so racist against these women gnomes.
You know, maybe they could. They might be able to. I'm just saying I've never seen one. I'm not saying they're not out there.
It's not real.
Now, when it comes to elves, when most people think of elves, they think of small people that live with Santa.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But when I was looking at lore and stuff, elves are as tall or not, or even taller than regular people.
Huh.
So think of Lord of the Ring elves.
Okay.
That's what elves are supposed to be. Yeah. Right? So technically, like, the elves for Santa would be gnomes with pointy ears. Even though gnomes don't have pointy ears. But that's kind of where I get.
I gotcha.
So if gnomes were real, gnomes would only stand about a foot off the ground.
Hmm. With the hat or without hat?
Ooh, with the hat.
With the
hat.
Okay.
With the hat.
Okay.
Like, the hats are always, like,
foot?
Another foot. Because the picture I saw actually had, like, a ruler next to, like, kind of one of the fake ones.
Yeah.
And stuff, so.
But I figured the hat would add some more, at least.
Right.
Something.
Now, supposedly... Now, I'm going to share some of these links. I got to turn the volume down, though. I'm going to share some of the links of the videos in our show notes. So when I show Jake a video or whatever, and you guys want to see it, you just click on the link. It should bring you to YouTube or something like that.
So this is a live reaction, by the way.
Now, what's been happening is, as we've been becoming more technological advanced through the years, right? Everyone has cameras.
That's right.
Everyone has cameras and stuff.
But yeah, we can never see a good footage of UFOs. I know.
Of UFOs or Bigfoot.
We have 4K cameras now, and we can't see shit. Come on now. Yeah. Come on now,
it's
folks.
It's messed up. Now, there's been a lot of sightings of, like, garden elves actually coming to life at night and walking around and doing stuff. I don't know if this is the right video. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's coming up.
This one just looks like, I'm not saying that there's anything weird with that, but that one was just like a zoomed in.
It's because someone was talking about it. So, like, this is a couple kids playing, okay? Now, they're playing around, and watch behind them. It should be here in a minute. It gets up.
What?
So, it's a gnome that's actually just sitting up against the wall, and because it thought it was going to get hurt, it got up. And walked away.
Now, are we sure that's not animated and added into it?
That's the thing. You can hardly tell.
That was a little interesting thing. Okay, I'll give you that one. That was interesting.
It's one of those, like, could it be faked? Yeah. I mean, there's tons and tons of videos that are faked all the time.
Yeah.
But, so, like, they see this little creature thing hiding behind this brick wall, but you don't get to see the full footage. So it could be someone hiding behind it, playing with a doll or whatever, and you're just not going to see it. I think this is the one of us. So it's turning around.
But how do we know there's not someone underneath the bush?
That's the thing. Like,
logically looking at these videos, I mean, okay.
So that was another one.
Okay, that was blinking. You miss it. Go back. Right. Like,
they're gonna show it again.
Okay.
So, like, again, it's one of those, like, see, there it is.
Oh, sure, it's not like a remote control.
Right. You never know.
That's right. Okay, that one was a little different.
Then these boys are playing.
Yeah.
That one was a little taller, but it came out of, like, nowhere. Kind of like manifest. And then, so to me, that, I don't know if you want to say it's a gnome. They're saying it's a gnome. Just popped out of nowhere and just.
That looks more like Yoda.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yoda came out of nowhere for these kids.
And then there's these pictures, okay? These random pictures. These right here of them, like, there's no video attached to these, but it's just a picture of, like, a gnome getting
up. It's like a freeze frame, folks. Right. Yeah.
This is what gnomes remind me of is gargoyles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where if the sun touches a gargoyle, they turn back into stone, but at night they're free alive to roam around. Yeah. Right. Do I want to believe the story? Not really.
I mean, there's not.
It's
an interesting topic.
To me, it's too far-fetched. Now, the story that happened up in Alaska, though, that one is mind-blowing, right? Because I do believe in the whole feral people thing. There's, I don't know how many times we as humans, humanity has come across a village of people in the Amazon that have never seen anyone else.
Doesn't mean they're feral, but they haven't seen anyone else from
other parts of the world. And what sucks is we end up killing them because they've never heard of the flu, and maybe you have the sniffles, yeah. and now your sniffles just wiped out that whole tribe because of stuff like that.
Viruses, yeah.
Now, there's a story about another group of small people
mm-hmm.
who they say are gnomes.
Are they leprechauns in disguise?
Well, this has to do with England. Well, it has to do with the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Right? They don't say leprechauns. They do say gnomes.
Okay.
Which to me, if you're Irish, I guess you know the difference.
I'm an Irish, and I can tell. I don't know a difference.
So,
one has gold, and the other doesn't?
Well, suppose...
Wait, do gnomes have gold?
Gnomes don't have gold.
Okay.
Most of the time, they're there just to take care of your garden.
Yeah.
Unless you're these type of gnomes.
Okay.
So, this type of gnome, group of gnomes, would come out at night, steal shit. That's their thing. They don't harm anyone. They just steal shit.
Like copper?
Yeah, like, they will sneak under your house. They will take whatever's hanging there. So, yeah, like copper, wire, whatever.
Yeah.
Take it. Run off with it.
No shit.
Way back when, this story still carries on, right? Way back, though, it was mostly had to do with livestock. Because before we became this industrial, complex human beings, we actually, everyone had farms, had livestock, had corn, they grew their own stuff, they were self-efficient, right? They would come out at night, supposedly, come out at night, steal crops, steal livestock, move on.
Like a hurricane almost.
Right.
Yeah.
Townsfolk got together, tracked down the gnomes, and slaughtered them all. That's the story anyways. Slaughtered them all. And when they got to their village.
Yep.
And to me, the story almost sounds like the Smurfs. You know what I mean?
No massacre.
Right. So they killed them all, and they found all of their stuff. They found some of the livestock. Most of them were dead, killed for food.
Yeah.
They found most of the vegetables that were missing, the corn and stuff like that. Again, most of it was eaten, but years later, it was said that that village, most of the people there, would give birth to dwarf-sized people.
Hmm.
And when they reached a certain age, they actually kicked them out of the village. So when I'm seeing both those stories, what I'm thinking is all these dwarf-sized people, they got together, made their own village.
Yeah.
After they got kicked out. And then they became such a pain in the ass that the regular-sized people decided just to off them.
Yeah.
So they made the gnome story up.
That would be messed up.
It's kind of funny in a way that you have to, because you know you did something bad, you know you just murdered a bunch of people, so you have to turn it into like this folklore thing of gnomes and stuff to get away from it, which is hilarious.
But that would actually draw people closer to it.
You would think so.
Because of the folklore of the gnomes. And if it's a big thing, people are going to be like, oh, I like gnomes, so they're going to go towards more gnomes.
So what's fascinating is when gnomes first started out, they were like this, in certain cultures, they were like this menace. And then all of a sudden, they became this protector. But I couldn't find anything in between. I couldn't find why all of a sudden they go from this menacing society of little people to now, oh, if you take them and put them in your garden, they protect you from different things. They're also a form of good luck. Like if you put them in,
leprechaun too.
Yeah, if you put them in your vegetable garden,
yep.
Your vegetables will grow nice and big and thick, and there'll be plenty of them
because the gnomes are taking care of them. Yeah.
People to this day, there's some people actually go in the woods and actually build houses for gnomes.
Like a gnome apartment complex?
Yeah.
Do they pay gnome tax?
I don't know. Could you? Yeah. You hire little, like, gnome landlord to take care of it.
Little gnome tax accountant because they're not paying.
They actually, like, they build homes.
It's a gnome home.
Gnome home. This is an actual gnome home. Like, how pretty is that?
I bet the real estate on the gnome home is probably around $300,000 because it looks like it's only a one bathroom. There's no garage. it feels like a vintage house.
Right.
Made maybe in the 1800s. But so I'm going to say it's $300,000 just for the one bedroom.
There's some people that actually carve, like, in trees. They will actually, and it's beautifully done. Like, you can tell they've taken time, but they'll actually make this little apartment in a tree stump.
That's kind of neat.
Which is kind of neat.
For the gnome?
For the gnome.
Okay.
That's the whole thing. It's the gnome's home. Gnome's home.
There has to be a gnome parade.
It would be, you would think. You'd think there'd be some sort of gnome, like.
Around the dome with the gnome home?
Around the dome with a gnome?
Yeah.
Around the dome with a gnome home. But it's one of those, like, it started out, like I said, it started out with these type mm-hmm. of friendly faces. To now, like, you can get them looking like anything you want.
Evil. A pineapple.
In African culture,
mm-hmm.
they're in certain spots of Africa. Now, I think some of these stories came from maybe Europeans coming to the continent, stuff like that, telling stories and passing down stuff, you know, things like in that nature. But there's stories of gnome-like creatures hunting animals. Like a group of these 1-foot-tall things.
Warriors.
Taking down bears. Like antelopes.
Huh. No shit.
In the, you know, the plains lands of Africa. And then, like, taking the body away.
Yeah.
There's several tribes that have actually come together and will tell you, like, it was yesterday that this has actually happened. And then what they do is they will carve out of stumps and out of other things what they believe a gnome looks like. And they'll keep them around signifying to the gnomes that they respect them. And they never get harmed.
That makes sense.
Right. But what's funny, this is what's funny. You would think with different cultures, skin color would be different. Like in Africa and the Inuits and stuff like that. They are almost always Caucasian gnomes. Yeah. Even in the African tribes that supposedly seen these things.
Yeah, I've never seen any other colored gnomes before.
They're Caucasian.
Yeah.
So they'll even tell you that it was like little white men taking down an antelope. Which I kind of want to see. It would be
interesting to see how many of them would it take to require.
It almost sounds like Mexican wrestling.
Yeah. Like what, Lucha Libre or whatever it is? Yeah. They all have little masks on.
Little masks and stuff, and they're taking down, like, a bunch of different things. Like, isn't that neat?
That is kind of neat.
Now,
I wonder if there was, like, gnomes on the Oregon Trail or whatever, and that's what were really killing the buffalo was just the gnomes. It wasn't the Indians or the cowboys.
So the other thing I came across was, like I said, that there's certain things, like elves, like I said before. Elves technically are the size of us.
They just have pointy ears, right?
But there are
various types of elves?
Various types of elves.
So now we're going into elves?
A little bit.
Okay.
Keeblers.
Keebler. We're talking about Keebler elves now?
Keebler elves.
Okay.
All right. The ones that make cookies.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
What's the best Keebler elf cookie then?
Oh, shit. You know that one that has, like, chocolate stripes on it with a hole in the middle?
Yeah.
Like, that's my favorite.
That's a pretty good one. I like the knockoff Thin Mints. Those are pretty good,
yeah,
too.
Those are pretty thin. Yeah.
Or the square chocolate ones? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Those are pretty good. Now, what I found is a Keebler elf is like a cousin to a gnome.
Okay, what kind of cousin are we talking about? Are we talking about the older cousin that gets in trouble that you really shouldn't get near? Or, like, the kind of cousin that has, like, special business that wants you in on it?
I think the special business one.
Yeah.
To me, like, the underwear gnome from South Park and the Keebler elf, they're brothers.
Yeah, they're not far.
They're not far.
One's really smart.
But one has it down. They know what step two is.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
We make cookies. We sell the cookies.
We get profit.
That's right.
So when I came across that, I started digging into more things.
Okay, what else did you
do? So there's connections between the Keebler elves and the gnomes.
Okay.
Right? There's connections between Keebler elves and leprechauns.
Okay.
But there's no correspondence between leprechauns and gnomes.
Okay, I'm still with you. Keep going. Okay. Yeah.
There is goblins.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Goblins are feral gnomes.
Feral gnomes.
Yeah. But that's all they are. It's like Smeagol.
In Lord of the Rings. Okay.
A gnome's a hobbit. The goblin is Smeagol.
Fair enough.
Okay. So technically, goblins are gnomes.
Okay.
But they're not elves.
No.
But a Keebler elf is a gnome.
But a Keebler elf is not a goblin?
But it's not a goblin. But it also is a relative to a leprechaun.
Okay, I'm a little confused.
I'm confused with it too.
Yeah.
But I'm confused with it too.
I mean, start off non-confusing. But
then it gets there.
It gets there, yeah.
Because, so, like, there, every time you
see... We need some string and some wire and to reconnect everything and go...
So every time you come across another story about a gnome, right?
Yeah.
There are people nowadays saying that they've gone to their garden and they find their gnomes have moved. Like, could be a few inches. There was one woman I was reading the story where... She would actually put, like, markers on both sides of the gnome, and it wouldn't be back in the same spot. It'd be somewhere else. Like, off. To me, I just think it's her husband being a dick. I really do.
I think.
Because if I knew my wife was doing that.
Oh, my God. I would.
I'd be going out there. I'd be, like, turning them around.
Yeah. That's something I would do, too.
Other side. Like, that's what I'd be
doing. Put it in the bed. Right. Wake up. It's the gnome. Well, how'd the gnome get in the bed?
So you have these people that have gnome stories, but those same people supposedly have goblin stories. So they say, oh, my gnomes are going around, but I saw this weird gray creature in the backyard too.
Well, we listened to a podcast where someone had a belt goblin. And
yes. He said the belt goblin, taking the belt and then putting it back.
Yeah.
So then you'd have people talking about they've seen what they describe as Keebler elves, because Keebler elves are smaller than gnomes.
Okay.
Okay? If a gnome is a foot, a Keebler elf is 6 inches.
How do they make the cookies?
I don't know.
Okay.
These type of Keebler elves, are another folklore thing.
Okay.
But they don't make cookies. It's United States propaganda.
Okay. So you're saying that the U.S. took the Keebler name from the gnomes.
Yes.
In order to use what they made as cookies.
They are taking little people and they're turning them into something.
Profitable? My God.
That's pissing off a lot of.
Gnomes?
Short people.
Yeah. Because they're not getting the cookie money.
Right. I mean, that's like if you
saw. We fell apart on a conspiracy of cookie money here.
Tons. You know what? We're going to be taken down because of.
That's right. All the cookie money.
We're telling the secrets.
That's right.
So people who have seen a Keebler elf, like in a tree, living in a tree or whatever, those people are also ones who have seen leprechauns. So that's why they're connected. Some people that have seen Keebler elves have seen gnomes. But the people that have seen Keebler elves have never seen a goblin.
I'm sure the people who have seen a goblin have never seen a gnome or a Keebler elf.
And anyone who's seen a leprechaun has never seen a gnome come alive or a goblin, but they've seen Keebler elves.
What if you see a Keebler elf, a goblin, and a gnome all at a bar? How drunk are you?
Ooh.
You're pretty fucking drunk. You're pretty drunk.
You're pretty drunk.
You're pretty drunk.
You're not drunk. You're the Keebler elf.
You're the Keebler elf, and they're drunk?
And they're drunk.
Okay, that's fair.
So, every story I've seen, I showed you the videos.
Yeah.
Right? I showed you the videos. I've showed you the pictures. They're blurry. They're grainy. I think.
Compared to Bigfoot or Loch Ness.
This to me is all fake.
Okay. That's what I was getting at.
Bigfoot deep down inside me.
Yeah. That's felt wrong.
I don't care.
Okay.
I believe is something.
Bigfoot. Okay. That makes more
Bigfoot
sense.
Bigfoot is something.
An ape. A haggard human. Yes. Something. Okay. Something. That I can get on board with.
I don't believe.
While gnomes are interesting and it's a fun topic for us to laugh about, I don't think these
gnomes come alive at night.
No, I don't think.
I don't. I think since I've been doing research about these gnomes and hearing some of these stories and stuff, I think it's kind of cool. And I've come across some pretty cool looking gnomes that I wouldn't mind buying.
But, yeah.
Right? But other than that, I just think they're like a show item.
Yeah.
When I hear the stories about Keebler elves, I honestly think that the people were in the woods and they had mushrooms that they should not have.
Yeah.
And they're seeing these things. The people who see goblins,
they're seeing something else.
They're seeing something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Do you think, do you think it's these people that may have some sort of,
I think they might. So
mental
if you're seeing your chemical imbalance. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You're seeing goblins and you're seeing your gnomes move around. Go get checked.
Yeah.
All right.
But don't go get checked if they're actually talking to you and it's a conversation.
Right. Sit and listen.
That's right.
Maybe they need someone to talk to.
That's right. So listen to your goblins, friends.
But if you are a wife
uh-huh.
and you have gnomes and you're like, my gnomes move around.
Yep.
You need to look at your husband right now and be like, fuck you. Because he's doing it.
What if he does? He would never, though. He's the kind of guy that would never move a gnome, though, because, and make the wife go crazy.
Because get this. Leprechauns.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, every year,
yep.
made a leprechaun trap.
Really?
Every year.
Does she still do it?
No, because she...
A little older?
Is a little older.
Okay.
And I told her the truth. Now, she made these... Had to see if my other children were there. She'd make these
traps. Leprechaun traps, yeah.
Leprechaun traps.
Is it like a lobster trap?
That I would set off. I'd come down in the middle of the night. I'd set them off.
Mm.
I would put little green footprints around on the floor. And because she technically trapped me, and the only way to get out of the trap was to leave money, I'd leave money in the trap. Okay? That's what I think leprechauns are. Mm. Now, listen, I have Irish blood in me.
Mm.
I know what I'm saying is wrong.
Yeah, but it makes the kids feel good, though.
There's probably going to be some Irish people that are like, dude, I can't believe you're shitting on leprechauns.
There's probably some Irish people that are too drunk to even listen right now going, this is talking about leprechauns? I thought this was about gnomes. I'm confused.
Because that's why I didn't know what to call these. I didn't know what to call it.
Yeah.
Because there's folklore involved in it. There's... just simply scary stories to tell children.
Yeah. Mythology almost.
There's, I don't know if you use a gnome so you can do like fucked up things to your kids while they're sleeping and just blame it on a gnome.
I mean, you could.
Like, I don't know. To me, gnomes.
Now,
gnomes are not believable.
Now, if you had a gnome and it started moving on its own, would you be freaked out?
Would I freak out? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd freak out a little bit.
But it's a gnome, though. But you're not going to freak out a lot. It's not that scary looking.
No, it's not.
But now, gnomes and numbers, now that's where it's scary. One gnome, okay, that's not too bad. But you get a lot of gnomes.
I mean, I can take on one gnome.
Yeah.
But you take on a group of gnomes? No, you're not doing
that. Yeah, you're getting gang gnomed.
There's just... Oh, okay. This face right here reminded me. There is another story
Okay.
That I didn't actually write down.
Okay.
But I remember it. So the story is that gnomes were real people.
They were real people. Okay.
Right. Real small people. But they were...
people.
Real.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up coming across a... They called it a deity. So like... A demon type of thing.
Yeah.
And what this demon said was, you do my bidding for me, I will protect you, and blah, 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 blah. Nothing will come to harm, and so on and so forth. So the gnomes actually listened. And the gnomes did his bidding, which ended up giving them a bad rap because they would do some pretty terrible things. So then one day the gnomes decided to say, hey, enough is enough. We're not doing this anymore. So then this demon turned them into stone.
Hmm.
And that's where the first gnomes came from.
Hmm.
So what happened was they got turned into stone. People went in the woods. They found these weird stone things, grabbed them, said, oh, they look good in my garden. They look good on my front stoop. Put them there. They ran out of supply in the woods, so people started making them out of clay and pottery and this stuff. That's another folklore thing of...
gnomes.
Gnomes. How they...
That's interesting, though.
I like that one a little
bit. I like that one, too,
one's kind of cool, because, you know, you have, like, this demon who's...
You do bad things are going to kind of... Karma, right. In a sense, it's a bitch.
It's a bitch. So what do you think? What do you think about gnomes? Like,
I don't think they're real, but it's an interesting topic.
It's an interesting topic.
Yes, it really is interesting, but I don't think, from the video footage we've seen and what you've shown me...
Like I said, I'll put those links in
the description.
In the description.
Yeah. I don't think they're real.
No.
I think with a little bit of movie magic and a little bit of eye fuckery, you can do just about anything.
Well, it's because when you're looking at it, it's... For one, there's one video where there's, like, that Yoda-looking thing.
Yeah,
right?
That could have been a friend on their knees with a carpet on their head walking by.
The thing is, if you look at the kids' reaction, the kids aren't reacting to that thing that just moved across the
floor.
They're
reacting to something else.
They're laughing and giggling at each other.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if that, 2-foot thing...
was in the room?
You'd be able to see that
reaction,
right?
Yeah.
The other ones, looks like someone has a string on one side of the room, and they're kind of just pulling it across the
floor. Yeah, and the other one looks like someone's in the bushes spinning it.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's what that is.
That's what it is. I mean, you can make a good viral video.
That's right.
It'd be really cool. I mean, I could do that. Especially if you take my youngest son, who's like as big as a Powerade bottle.
Yeah.
And you lay him in a garden. And then you videotape, and he's just spinning and turning and moving.
Oh, my God. Now you have to do that. You have to dress him up as a gnome, put him in a garden. Dress him up as a gnome, put him in someone's random garden, and just wait. And then when they go to be like, have him just scare them.
I should do that with my neighbor.
Yeah.
Hey, Cole, you're going to be a gnome for today, but you can't move. You just have to go sit. And if he talks to you, just don't answer him. Don't look at him. Don't do nothing. Just sits there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Imagine just flipping out. Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Excuse me. Can you hear me? And then just, like, jump out at him.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They'd freak out.
So, yeah, I like it. The next cryptid I'm going to do is giants, because we've touched on them a little bit.
Yeah.
I also like the...
So it's a deeper dive on giants.
Deeper dive.
Yeah.
Deeper. But I also like how we went really small.
And we're going really big.
And then we're
going
to go really big.
Yeah.
Really big.
Even bigger.
But, so, out of the two, though, I don't believe this is a thing. I don't believe gnomes are a thing.
I don't think that's a thing either.
But when I get into giants...
I think giants might be more realistic.
Yeah.
Because, think about this, though. How much, I mean, if a gnome was real or whatever, they're... proportionate and their body size would be it would be all kinds of bad.
Yeah, so
physically, so not saying it's bad to be a small person, but at the gnome level though, it might be difficult.
Most of the time their heads were bigger than their bodies.
That sounds like a medical condition, doesn't it?
It does. And to me, I don't know how you would function.
No. They have very tinier hands than their head.
Tiny arms?
Yeah.
their legs don't, like, their arms are maybe a little longer than what their legs are, so they're, like, they're very disproportionate.
And they look very top-heavy?
Yes.
So it would seem like it would be all kinds of wrong.
If it was real, I would think it'd be a real, like, I feel bad for it.
Yeah.
And I'd be like...
That's a medical, it'd be some sort of condition. We need to get you help. Yeah, yeah. That's when we put this gnome on top of a giant, and he can feel like king of the world.
Right. Here you go, buddy.
There you go.
So, if you guys like what you hear and you want us to do more cryptids or you want us to cover anything else, or if you have some sort of gnome story yourself.
Oh, there we go.
Follow us on Facebook, Captivated Minds. Instagram's at Minds Captivated. Email us, CaptivatedMinds2@gmail.com. Everything will be listed in the show notes, including our Instagrams. And like I said, there should be links to the video that we watched. Mm.
If you also listen to us on any other platforms like Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure to turn on your notifications so you get up to date when we drop new episodes as well. And if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, for instance, leave us a comment on there and let us know how we're doing. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, so thank you all for listening.
Thank you.